So, and Dua Av Abonim is again, we discussed it last time. There's a lot of Avas, Av Koisus, Av Abonim, and Av Shairus from Manishtana. So, Dua in come back from Tzvat, so I won't get into trouble if we send any bit of a re. But the Reb Chaim Vital brings down it's Chaim that it's all connected of the Arba Oilomos, and Arba Lomos are connected to Dalit Oisis, the Shema Vaya. In other words, the Arba Shelos, and the Arba Koisos, and the Arba Bonim is all connected, the Arba Lomos is all connected to the Arba Oisis of Shema Vaya. That's to bring it down, Kiru, to bring it down to our level, is let's begin with Chochem and Rosh. You have to know already now that, as I said last time, although the Haggadah, the picture Haggadah pictures illustrates the Rosh as a very ugly man pointing with his finger and saying, we're not discussing over here the Chochem Rosh, we're discussing over there, if he made it to the Seder table, as we're not discussing, there's different types of Roshon. So you have to understand who's the Chochem we're discussing over here and who's the Rosh exactly. If it's Stam and Rosh, so he's not the opposite of a Chochem. He's the opposite of a tzaddik. How are Chochem and Rosh? How are Chochem and Rosh the two opposites? Let's just go through the what Haggadah says about them. Then we'll go into the Yisod. Chochem mo'oimet mo'edos v'chukim amishpotim asher tziva Hashem elokeinu eschem. So first of all, we have to understand. What's he saying? Mo'edos, v'chukim. By the way, I'm not going to hear somebody show me. Ah, right down there.
Oh,
so yeah, it's a later. Right. Okay, mo'edos, v'chukim, v'mishpotim, asher tziva Hashem elokeinu eschem. So the Rosh is asking about the edos and the chukim and the mishpotim. First of all, what's the seder hadvarim? Because the Chochem Rosh is very, very deep. We have to discuss every little prat separately. I mean, it's all one yisod. We have to understand, we have to be ma'orer, ask on every different prat. What's the sugya? Eidus, chukim, amishpotim. What type of seder is that? In other words, you all know what's the difference between these three. Chukim is beli tam, mishpotim is with tam, which I would have known even without the Torah telling me, not to murder, to give a stalker. And then eidus is, starts off without tam, but it ends up with tam. In other words, sukkahs. So if you wouldn't, the Torah wouldn't have told me to sit in sukkah, I wouldn't have sat in sukkah, but now that the Torah told me to sit in sukkah, I even understand why we sit in sukkahs. Why? The man yedid oraseichem ki besukkahs ashavti. So that's like a middle between chukim and mishpatim. So what's the say that? Why is chukim in the middle? And why is he asking about so much? And why do we answer him ki hilchas ha-pesach? And in hilchas ha-pesach itself, why do we answer him with a din of eimachtir nach ha-pesach ha-pikoyma, which means that he mustn't eat after the korban pesach? So it's basically every word and what the Torah says about the Chochem, what the Baal HaGadol says about the Chochem, we have to understand. Rosh, it's even more difficult. What is he saying? So Rosh Ma'amim Ma Avoid Azayis Lachem. So what do we say? What does the Baal HaGadol say? Lefi Shehoitzi Atzmoy Min HaKlal Kofa Be'ikah. Because he's Moitzi himself from the Klal, he's a Kofa Be'ikah. What should you do to him? Knock out his teeth. Why knock out his teeth? Poor dentists. What's the meaning of knocking our teeth over here? What's the meaning of knocking our teeth over here?
What was this question, Rasha?
Mo avoida azayis lachem. Right, you have to understand what's this question. So what is this avoida? I just told you what avoida is. Take a korban pesach, shecht it, and roast it, and eat roaster, eat shwoma. Well, what's he asking over here? Mo avoida azayis lachem. And what's the hoitzi yatzmim in a klal? Why? What made? How does that make him into a koyfer be'ikah? Why should you knock his teeth out? And you say it. What do you say to him? What do you tell him? That if you would have been in Mitzrayim, you wouldn't have? Sorry? You wouldn't have gotten out, you'd have stayed there. Right? That's not a very pleasant way of being Makara people. I'm sure they were Makara fighting out the soldiers in a nicer way, and their teeth were knocked out. And they didn't say, if you would have been there, you wouldn't have been there. That's not the way the Torah usually, right? Doesn't usually go that way. We don't get wild, we don't knock teeth out. And we don't say, if you would have been there, you wouldn't have been taken out. So what type of tshuva is this to the Rosh? There's very little kirub that's going to take place by knocking his teeth and saying that you wouldn't have gone out, you would have got stuck in. What's the pshat? The chiluk between the Chochem and the Rosh is as follows. said before, that a Chacham is a klal man, and a Rosha is a prat man. What does that mean? In other words, the Chacham is a klal, and the Rosha is a prat. You see that? It says in the Fisha Hitziat, klal. So the Chacham is the klal, and the Rosha is the prat. What does it mean, the Chacham is the klal, and the Rosha is a prat? Well, it means to say that the Chacham is part of the klal means that there's no prat by the Chacham. Which means that we've discussed so many times that Chacham, it comes from Chachma, Chachma is Koyach Ma, the Chacham Ma, what is it? It's the Koyach of Ma, the Koyach of Bittl, which means the Chacham is Mevatl himself to the klal. He doesn't look at himself as being a prat bechalal, he looks at himself as being part of klal Yisrael. If the Shishim Riboy Neshomas is klal Yisrael, Shishim Riboy Oisius in the Torah, as Pshat is Shishim Riboy Neshomas, So he looks at himself as being part of the neshama of Klal Yisrael, and therefore he doesn't think of himself as being an independent ishiyot bichlam. He looks at himself as being part of the klal. He's mevatel himself to the klal, and therefore we always look at Chacham as being somebody who is, sees, he's taifas everything, the klal of everything. The Chacham doesn't see problem, right? And that's why we've discussed already. That's why a Chacham sometimes can't explain things. Why can't he explain things? Because in order to explain things, you have to bring it down, chop them up. And the Chacham, if you chop them up, they become improtim. The Chacham is always taifis the klal. That's the difference between Chacham and Bina, where Chacham is you see everything in one, and Bina is where you chop it down and you bring it to levels of Havana and Hasaga. But the Chacham is in the klal, he's in the Nakuda. He's in the Nakuda, meaning that he's in the klal, he sees everything in the klal, he doesn't know what prat means, he doesn't see any proteus. And therefore that's the difference between Chacham and Bina, we'll discuss, between seeing and hearing. Seeing is you see everything. When you see something, you don't see protein. What do you see? You see a cloud. Now my eyes are open, so I can't say that I want to see that picture, not that picture. I can't say I want to see this light and not that light. The re'iyah always means that you toifus everything in one cloud. Is a chacham or roya? He sees. The chacham is a roya because he always sees. And when you see the whole cloud together. Shmia is already into bina. And therefore Shmia you can chop up. Now that Shmia has to do with Avona and Hasaga. Shma Yisrael means Avona and Hasaga. And therefore Shmia is Bina, it's not Chachma. Chachma has to do with seeing the cloud. In other words, because he is the expert, not the expert, his whole Metzias is seeing the cloud, he doesn't see Prat and Bechlam. He doesn't see his own Prat. He doesn't see anything. You do all discuss this before that. What letter of Aleph base corresponds to Chachma?
Yud.
Yud, excellent. What's the numerical value of Yud? 10, right? 10 makes what? A minion. What's a minion? A klal of protein. In other words, they're not protein anymore. Till number 9, they are protein.
Why is that Chacham?
Yud. Chacham is the letter, and Alpiz Kosmos Chacham is Yud because it's a Nakuda. Chacham is the Nakuda. The Yud Kei Vav Kei is Yud is Chochma, the Hei is Bina, the Vav is the Sheish Midas, and the last Hei is Malchus. So Pshat is in it's 10, because it's 10 means Klal, Minyan. Take away the Protim, the Protim become Bottle and the Klal, and that's a Minyan, and that's the letter Yud. That's why we find that Chochma comes together with Kedusha. Who built the Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash? But Saul, only somebody with Chochma. Why? Because this is a very important cloud you have to remember, and you'll see you'll be able to apply this all over the place. Protim have to do with the Hepech HaKedusha. Cloud, in other words, breaking up Protim into a cloud, that has to do with Kedusha. Tearing Protim, making from, let's say it better, taking Protim and making them into a cloud, that's Kedusha. Taking a cloud and breaking them up into Protim, that's the opposite of Kedusha. What's the greatest tumor that there is in the world? Znus. What is the greatest Kedusha that there is in the world? Kiddushin. In other words, when the husband and wife are Mekadosh each other, that's called in Hebrew, Meseches, Kiddushin. And when Chas V'Shalom, the husband and the wife goes and does Znus, that's called the greatest Tumah. Why? Because when the husband and wife, Pshat is there, two Protim. What happens by the Kiddushin? They become? What do they become? One. When you take a protim and you make it into ishtei kegufoi, right? Ishtei kegufoi, which means you're taking protim and you're making it into a cloud. You're making it into one. You're breaking the protim. Breaking the protim, that's called a mishkan. That's called mikdosh. That's called kedusha. That was called kedusha. But as soon as you take a cloud and you start breaking it down into a prat, that's the greatest That's the greatest tumah. That's something that you have to. That's something you'll see that helps you in a very, very. Helps you in a very, very lot of. Helps explain a very lot of things. Prat has to do with tumah. Klal has to do with kedusha. The greatest kedusha is when all the pratim become one klal. When all the pratim become echad. When all the pratim become klal. Klal Yisrael. That's the chacham. In a meila, let's look at this in terms of Avodas Hashem. The Chacham is completely bottled to the Klal, which means the Chacham doesn't feel himself as a Prat Bichlam. Doesn't look at himself as being a Prat. He knows that the Ratzon Hashem is to keep Torah and Mitzvahs. Who is he Bichlam? Who is he Bichlam? There's no Prat over here. He's completely Chacham, he's completely Toifus the Klal, and therefore doesn't look at himself as being a Prat Bichlam, and therefore he says, Moho Eidus Vachukim HaMishpatim Asher Tzivah Hashem Elokeinu Eschem. Which means, what is he asking? He's saying, what's the difference between a chok and an eidus and a mishpat? What is the difference between a chok and an eidus and a mishpat? It's the difference in the way I keep the mitzvah. If I'm keeping a chok, I don't understand what I'm doing. I do it mitoch bittul. If I keep a mishpat, I understand what I'm doing. But if there's no me over here, if I'm completely bottled to the klal, to the Torah, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so therefore, what's the difference between all the various types of mitzvahs? Alright, the whole difference between the various types of mitzvahs is only klapi the Adam. But if there's no Adam, if there's no Prat, if there's only the Klal, is they're all exactly the same? So Moha Eidus, Vachukim HaMishpatim. Moha Eidus, Moha is the Koyach of Bittl, Koyach Ma, Chachma, Koyach Ma, Moha Eidus, Vachukim HaMishpatim, Asher Tziv, oh, disgusting. Asher Tziv Hashem Elokeinu Eschem. In other words, he's saying, I don't understand what the difference is. In Avodas Hashem, I don't feel a difference. Sachakol, I know I need all of these for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is therefore that's the ikra. I don't understand what the nafkamina is, Bechlan. Because there's no prat by the Chochm. He's kol kulo in ever to Hashem. And because he's kol kulo in ever to Hashem, so therefore automatically he doesn't feel himself, Bechlan. Eved Melech, Melech. He doesn't feel himself, he feels the Melech. And because he feels the Melech, Mitzad HaMelech, Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no difference between Eidus, Chukim, and Mishpatim. The bottom line is that they all Ratzon Hashem. Only if you are a Prat, if you are a person, if you are a Man the Oman, then for you there's a Chiluk. What does this remind you of? This reminds you of Klal Yisrael. When Hashem said, you want the Torah, what did they answer? Na'asa v'nisha. What does na'asa v'nisha mean? We're going to do it anyways, and then even if we don't understand it. Only then came nishma. Why? Because when they stood at the foot of Har Sinai, they were ki'ish echad b'lev echad, which means they weren't pratim anymore. They became one klal. They become one klal. They became the avodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They become one klal, and therefore it doesn't make a difference to them what the Torah, what the mitzvahs are, what type of mitzvahs are. The ikka is na'asa. It's avodah. They want to become avodim of Hashem. When Hashem asked the Goyim, and he asked Yishmael and Esau, is where, hey, let's see what it says inside, just give us a few halachas, and then we'll decide whether we want it. When there's the we, when there's the I, when there's the prophet, is then there's no Kabbalah Satoira. Is the Chacham is saying, what type of Kabbalah Satoira is there? It says, it's Kabbalah Satoira, it's Kishachu B'Leibach, it's Kulik Klal, I'm not a prat, and therefore, what difference does it make? What difference does it make what, between the Eidus and the Chukim and Mishpat? What's the answer? What does that mean? You know, there's a famous Reb Tzadik. Reb Tzadik says that the first mitzvah that Klal Yisrael got as a nation, the first mitzvah that we received as a nation was which? Achilas Pesach. Achilas Pesach is eating. The first mitzvah that Klal Yisrael got is a mitzvah of eating. Subshan. But the pshat is, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching us a lesson over here. Hashem is saying that even when it's a mitzvah that has to do with Hanno, even when Hashem is talking to the Chacham, Torah is talking to the Chacham, Torah is saying that even when it's a mitzvah which is completely connected to Hanno, nevertheless, for example, Achila, what's the greatest example of something which you have Hanno from? Achila, Birchas HaNehanin, right? Even Znus is called a Nach. When they don't want to say Znus, they call it Ochla Machta Bepiho. Achila. That was Hanoah. Hanoah is Achila. But the Korban Pesach had a unique Achila. The Korban Pesach, we don't eat the Korban Pesach as Hanoah. How do you know? know that we don't need to call him Pesach as Hano, because when did we eat the Pia?
You have to eat it anyway.
Excellent. Not any else. You have to eat it Allah Sarifah. Excellent. You've got to eat it when we're ready. Satisfied. That's what you want to say. You have to eat it not when you're hungry. Dafki, you've got to eat it when you're satisfied. The etzem lays dish for a boy. You mustn't break a bone, which means you mustn't eat it in haste. You mustn't eat it like excited to eat it. It's a mitzvah of achila. It's an achila, but nevertheless, it's an achila. There's no hanor kilo in the achila. We're teaching over here the chacham, the avoda of mitzvahs. You know the klal, the halacha in shas, the mitzvahs lav le honus nitnu. Very good. Mitzvahs lav le honus nitnu. Mitzvahs are not given for hanor. Ella liya is la oil al tzavarei nitnu. The mitzvahs are given as an oil to be a yoke, to be an oil al tzavarei. That's the chacham. The Chacham is complete bittul, there's no prat there. The Torah is being mechadish to the Chacham. That not only when you're looking at chukim, or not only when you're looking at eders, but even when you're looking at something which is kulei ano, a mitzvah that's kulei ano, nevertheless, your avoid the Chacham is the mitzvah's lovely on this mitzvah. Your avoid when it comes to even eating, your avoid is achil ala soifa. That's the answer to the Chacham. Ata afa emma la gilchas a pesach. Your avoid is an avoid of an achila. Achila meaning birchas anenin. Birchas anenin in a way that there's no hanor. It's nechal ala soiva. In other words, we're telling the chacham that you've got to realize that even in the most physical avoiders, your avoid the chacham, your takid in olam hazeh is to do everything without feeling the hanor. The bechir of mitzvahs lav nahanis mitzvah. Therefore, the chukim is in the middle. Because what the middle we discussed before is always the avoida merkazi, the central, the focus, the central avoida. And the central avoida is chukim. Chukim means doing it without hanor, without understanding what it is. And that's the tafkid of the chacham. The tafkid of the chacham corresponds, as we said before, to the yud of the yud kevavke, which is chachma, and the yud of the yud kevavke, which is chachma. There's no avon and hasaga, it's before bina, and therefore there's no avon and hasaga. All there is that there's bittul, even in avoid of an achila, even when there's hanor, even when there's achila, nevertheless, his avoida is an avoida of in other words, you mustn't eat after the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach is the achila that has to stay with you. In other words, the taste of the Korban Pesach. The taste of the Korban Pesach has to stay with you forever. In other words, whenever you eat something, it has to be a main of what you're eating the Korban Pesach. Just like you eat the Korban Pesach Allah Soifa, where there's no anor. So everything you do, every achila that you have, is an achila without anor. That's the avoid of the chacham. That's the avoid of chacham. Not to feel ourselves the klal. Your person becomes bottled to the klal, there's no himself, there's no independent personal feeling, and that's his avoidah. And therefore the psachim is a sugya of bala, matzah, yotzah. If you swallow matzah without tasting it, then your yotzah, kafoid, na'achla shade, if a ghost stuffs it down your throat, is a sugya, then your yotzah, all these inyonim are being forced without tasting it, all the mesechus psachim, all in the Yom Tov of Pesach. Because mitzad the chacham, that's his avoida. The avoida is an avoida of mitzvah's lav lehanes nitna. So that's the chacham. That's what he was asking. He was basically asking, how can I bring even the mishpatim and the eidos into a madrega of chukim? What's our answer? Hilchas Pesach. Just like you see, the Hilchas Pesach is a hanodic mitzvah, but you're still eating it without hanor. Ala soiva, meetzem esish beruboy, even if it's stuffed on his throat. Is all other mitzvahs are like that. Make sure every achila is on that level. That's the sod of Nasa Benishma, and that's the sod of Abdus to our Kodesh Baruch. Discussed before already that Moshe Rabbeinu was, and that was the Madrig of Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore, who is the Chacham Mikolodom? Shlomo HaMelech. And what does Shlomo HaMelech write? Havel Havolim Omar Koheles. Everything is Hevel. Ul Tanugim or Hevel. I've tried everything out already. And it's Hakul Havolim and Hevel Havel Hevel Havel Havel. Everything is Hevel. Which means that the Madrego of Chacham is Madrego of Bittl, where you don't enjoy. Where there's no, in other words, everything is Metachlus of Bittl. So there's a lot more to go into the Chacham. I want to try and finish the Rosh of today as well. The Rosha is the opposite of this avoida. And that is a very important akuda. Most times you see Rosha and Chazal, we're not talking about an apikoros. Even though we say over here, kafar, beikah, Let me explain it. Most times we see Russia, we're talking about somebody who's a big Bal Taiva. Most times a Chazal. Perhaps even all the times a Chazal. In other words, we know even a Mumma, there's two types of Mumma. There's a Mumma the Teoban, there's a Mumma the Achas. Which type of Russia are we talking about here? We're talking about the opposite of the Chacham. What's the opposite of the Chacham? They've got the big Bal Taiva. We're talking about a Russia over here who's a big Bal Taiva. In other words, he's an Eved of the Yitzhahara. We know there's two types of Avodah. You can be an Eved to Hashem, and you can be an Eved to the Yitzhahara. The Yitzhahara is a Melech. Shlomo HaMelech says in Mishli, and the Yitzhahara is a Melech, Zach, is a Melech, Zakin, Mekosel, he's a Melech. Gemara says that sometimes you can be an Eved. First the Yitzhahara, even though you know the Chazal, first the Yitzhahara comes to you as a friend, and eventually takes over, and then eventually becomes your Melech, and eventually takes you over, and you become an Eved of his. Somebody who's an Eved of the Yetzirah, in other words, he's Shakua in Taiva, in physical pleasures, and in Gashmias, he's an Eved of that Yetzirah, and therefore he looks at Avodas Hashem as Avodas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as being Kol Kulo, just dry, and he doesn't understand, if I don't understand it, I don't want it, and if I don't feel anything, then it's not Geshmak, and he doesn't see the Taiva Shaboy, if he doesn't see the Taiva Shaboy, he's not interested in it. Which means the Rasha is the Prat. The Rasha is the one who's out of the club. The Rasha is the one who feels himself. The Rasha is the one who wants to enjoy life. He wants to enjoy himself. He hasn't got anything necessarily against Dafka, against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the Torah doesn't fit in with his life of Taiva. He wants a life of Hefka. He says that if Hashem would command me to be Hefka, if one of the Seres Adibras to do what you want, I'd be the biggest machmir in the halacha. In other words, I'd love to keep the Torah, but I'd love the Torah to say that I can do whatever I want. So he's a prat, he thinks of himself, he thinks of his own earthly fibers, he thinks of his own goof. You can put it that way. In other words, we know the difference between the goof and the neshama is that the neshama doesn't feel itself a prat, but the goof feels itself a prat. Mitzad, what is there? Period, only mitzad the goof. And the Rasha, somebody feels his goof very strongly, feels the physical side to him very strongly, and he wants to enjoy life. He also likes eating. The same way as we told the Chacham that your type of eating is eating Pesach, Ala Soiva, the Rasha says, he's referring to the, all the Mepharshim say he's referring to the Korban Pesach. What type of Avodah is this? That even I'm eating, I can't enjoy it? You want me to go out of my mind? Even I'm eating, I'm not enjoying it. There has to be somewhat of Avodah and Hasaga. What type of Avodah is this? That I can't even enjoy what I'm eating? He's stuck with his Yetzirah. What's our purpose to do? What's our avodah to do? What should we do with this type of Rasha? This type of Rasha needs help. If it be a Rasha, an apikoros for the sake of being an apikoros, a mumma lahachis, for the sake of Hashem to anger HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is then he's out of that Gaza. We wouldn't even have him in that Gaza. He wouldn't be one of the Arabonim. He's not a Ben. But here we're talking about a Nebuch. Here we're talking about somebody who's captured by the Yetzirah. He's stuck. He's captured. And the whole purpose of the Baal HaGod is to be Makarif. How are we Makarif? We've got to kill all those wicked Hanos. We've got to kill all those Hanos of physical pleasures that he has. What does that mean? It means that we've got to show him that the life of Torah and Mitzvahs is the greatest Tainuk, is the most beautiful Tainuk. Because he's connected the Yud, the Hay, the Yud Kevav, he's connected the Hay is Bina, and that's, yes, Abona and Saga in Torah. In other words, we've got to show him the beauty of Torah. That nobody, and that's a cloud god that everybody has to know, and it's good to know before you go back to America, that no, it's impossible to feel the Hanan, the Tainug of Torah, if at the same time one feels the Hanan, the Tainug of Olam Hazeh. Torah mitzvahs can be the most pleasurable experience. But not if the Ikka Taiva and Ikka Hana is in eating and sleeping and indulging in physical pleasures. And that's what we're telling the Rosh. We're telling the Rosh out of love. We're speaking to him with Kiruv. That the way we can speak to him is we can't tell him how beautiful Torah is. What is David HaMelech saying to Hillel? Tamu Uru'u Ki Toiv Hashem. Tamu Uru'u. You've got to taste. How beautiful. You've got to taste the Tainuk. You've got to taste the mitzvah properly. If you're busy, if you're busy tasting sushi, is that you can't taste the Kitayim Hashem. It's either or, you can't taste both of them at the same time. Is therefore that's why we want him to taste the Torah properly. And he's stuck in the world of tasting of his physical indulgence of achila. So just like the chacham he's the opposite of achila, that even when he eats birchas anenin, it's ala soiva, is the rasha is just the opposite. And therefore, what do we do with the rasha? We knock his teeth out. Not knock his teeth out that he should eat, but knocking his teeth out, you're learning baba kama. So you help me along. What does shame correspond to in baba kama? Hanal Azika. Any hanal that an animal scratches himself against the wall, what's that a told of? Shame. There's no teeth coming out of the walls. But any hanal is called shame. Mavazeh shame. Hanal Azika. In other words, some people are Bikorasim and they're Karen. That's Kavanosei Lazik. That's a dog and that's Karen. Karen is Kavanos El Hazik Ve'ein Hanah Lazika. That's a Rosh, that's Karen. In Kabbalah, you do have the four, the Dalet, Obis Nezikin, right? Dalet Obis Nezikin, or Kenegad, also the Arabalams, Kenegad the four clippers. Kenegad the four clippers. And the Karen is the Malchus, the clipper. He's the Kesser, the clipper. That's why Karen always corresponds to Malchus. And the Karen, the Malchus, the Kesser, the clipper, that's something that we can't be Masak, and that's something that has to be destroyed. Why? Because he is ruining Klal Yisrael just for the sake of it. That's love, and we'll come back to that another time, as Hashem. But Rav writes that Lavan is our biggest enemy, Aram David Obi, because he had no reason to hate Esav. Had a reason to hate. We're not getting into it now, but the Karen, the Av Nezikin of Karen, that's called Kesa the Clipper. But the other Arba Obis Nezikin are the Clipper of the Arba Obis of Kedusha. So Rameda, therefore, Karen is Eina No Lazika. He doesn't care. We're not inviting him b'chlal into the Agodah Shul Pesach. But Shane, he's a Nebuch. He fell into the Yetzirah. He spent his life in Manhattan. He saw all the filth. He saw all the trade. He spends his day at the internet. And that's it. So what do we do? Teretz is, if Shane is Hanor, we've got to knock out the Hanor. We've got to knock the Hanor out of him. When you knock the Hanor out of him, then he goes out L'cheiros from the Yetzahara, and then he comes in the Cheras into the Kedusha, and then he'll start seeing the Tainug, the Bina, the Hay, then he'll start seeing the Hay of Kedusha.
Of what?
You know, it depends for what tikkun it is. That's the difference between Moshe and Aaron. We discussed this before. In other words, is he greater than him? We say Moshe and Aaron. And sometimes it says who Moshe and Aaron. Sometimes it says who Moshe and Aaron. Why? Melamed Shneim Shkulin. They're both level. In other words, they're both Heilig Avodah. Some people's Shoresh and Neshama is. Why do you get some people who are? Yeah, right. You get some people whose shit it is to punish by the Sfadim, as always to punish Baba Sali, the Gilgal Shelek, and Sadia Gon. They used to punish themselves. And then there's other people, different avodas. Different people have different shorish and hashamah. These shorish and hashamah is from Moshe Rabbeinu. Everybody's got shorish and hashamah from Moshe Rabbeinu. I'm saying somebody who's avodah is on those lines, is then he's the chacham. Somebody who's on the other lines is that was the Beis Hamikdash and that was the Matan Torah and Beis Hamikdash. Kabbalah Satoira was chachma and Matan Torah was it's the same. Today we're low on the Shomas. Not as a mile of today, as a chasan of today. Today we haven't got the koichas to do that. Our davening won't be the same if we fast. But nevertheless, on our level, there's still a level, so you might as well say that we should all indulge in achila and be malit. Some people, by indulging in achila, they'll go treif. Other people, I mean, there's different madrigas. There's no meaning in punishing ourselves today because we're not on the level to punish ourselves. But if we fast from Sunday to Friday, as it comes to Shabbos, there'll be nothing left of us. But those tzaddikim did. But they're two different avoidas. You can't say which avoida. You can't say it depends on which shorish neshama. And every doyer needs to bring out a certain tikkun. There's a certain doyer that has to bring out a tikkun of this type of thing, and a certain doyer that has to bring out a tikkun on this type of thing. Because we can't do this one, so therefore our avoida in this world is to be mala. Is to be mala the kedusha. Earlier doyers, they had a different avoider, right? In other words, it depends on the door, it depends on the shosh and the shama, it depends on the person. But to say that he's better than him. Every person has to do both. On every person's level, in other words, there's no such thing as saying now I'm only doing this, only doing. Every person has to do both. In other words, every person has to keep away from Gashmias, not a level of fasting from Sunday to Friday, but every person has to keep away from Gashmias. But there's days where a person has to indulge. There's Shabbos, there's Yom Tov, there's days where a person has to indulge in Gashmias. He has to know exactly when is what, when is his avoider. But the matter is, both avoiders are helik avoiders. Every person needs a touch of both avoiders, because every person's coming from a unique, also from Moshe, and also from Aaron, also from Avram, also from Yitzchak. Yitzchak was the oil of Tamima, he wasn't even in the Matain of Malmazet. Avram did. Everybody's coming from those neshamas. Every person has both. There's times for both. Some people have more of this, and some people have more of the other, dependent on their shorish neshama, or dependent on the door. But every person is better. Some doyers this is higher, and some doyers this is higher. It's very to say that button. In other words, to say that this is great, it depends what nakuda. But this is basically talking about the difference between nakuda of let's say the Moshe and Aaron, nakuda of Matan Torah and the Mishkan, nakuda of Avraham and Yitzchak, nakuda of earlier doyers and our doyers. And you know, different. If we are weak today and we can't fast too much, it must be that our tachlis in this door is to be mala. But because our tachlis in this door is to be mala, doesn't mean that let's go. You know, let's go to who knows, to indulge. In other words, every person needs both. But the diet, it's more dangerous to fast than the other avoda. But even in being mala, everything, a person still in every single generation, even in our generation, got to be a chacham in certain ways to keep away, to say he's doing this not the shame taiva, but the shame not the shame this. But it's still an avoda. There's never ever been a door where people, in other words, the people used to fast, but then every Baba Sali or Reb Nachman used to fast from Sunday to Friday, but they ate on Shabbos. People who have so what happened on Shabbos? They ate, right? They used to eat large quantities. A lot of them used to eat large quantities. Baba Sali used to throw enormous feasts sometimes. Helulas at yard sites. But he fasted his whole life. So there's different. Every person had a share of both. Except for Moshe Aaron, the Enochanami. Aaron was tainu, Moshe Rabbeinu was kulei bitl. We don't find that Moshe Rabbeinu ate, and in Memyim he didn't eat, but these were the Sharoshim. But everything that comes out from the Sharoshim has to have both. Yeah, is that clear? So the Rosh is somebody who's fallen in too far. So therefore his avoid is to show him the Tainug. But he's not going to see the Tainug of Avodas Hashem without breaking his teeth. What does it mean without breaking his teeth? Without breaking the shein in Baba Kama. In other words, without taking away the Hanor, The emissaries, that is, it's a very, very, again, it's a very long sugya, but you see how Torah Hashem Tamima Mamash Masukim Bidvash, but if it's Sufim, there's no greater, we've got a weak Torah, so we need to look for Tainuk in Torah. There's no greater Tainuk than the Heilige Torah, because we know that an Eved, for example, right, the Eved goes out, either you knock out his. That's what Eved did. Eved Kanani goes out of Hashem Ayin. Eved Kanani goes out of Hashem Ayin. You knock his tooth out, or you knock his eye. I is also the shosh of Gaiva, Taiva, Ayin Roya, the late Choymet is the Gemara, right? His eye sees and his heart is Choymet. Shein is Hanno. In other words, what does it mean? Why does an Eved go out when you knock his tooth out? Pshat is, we know that an Eved Kanani, let's first discuss an Eved Kanani. Yeah, do you want to go on a few minutes? Because it's yeah? You can go on 5 minutes? No, I'll say this. We'll know it because it's there at all. Okay, if you wanna leave here, you can leave here. Who? I see. So you can say, but I just wanna be mazbe and a kud. Who wants to be here? Say it. Tadam, you can go. Anyway, so the pshat is an eved kanani. We know that the Gemara says If you're a shachar, I'm not in the Gemara, if I'm a shachar and Eved, Shalai Bafonov, is the shichur chal? Shichur Gemara says, it's not chal, why? Because you can only zakin the Adam Shalai Bafonov, ain chavin the Adam Shalai Bafonov. Ain chavin the Bafonov? You're doing him the biggest favor, you're releasing him. No, that's not a favor for him. Why? Gemara says, Behefker and Nichalei. He prefers the life of Hefker, which means an Eved is a life of Hefker, even by an Eved Ivri. An Eved Ivri is allowed to marry a Shifcha Kananis. And then after 6 years, he says to his rabbi, I don't want to go out. Why? Ahavti is Ishti. And I am Asa. I don't want to go out. Ahavti is Ishti. What do you mean Ahavti is Ishti? Which means you see that an Eved is the Musav of, he's fallen in for Taiva. The whole Indian of Avdus is he's fallen in for Taiva. Why? Because he's gone away from being an Eved to Hav Shem, and he's become an Eved in Olam Hazeh. Why do you have to make a hole in his ear of an Eved Knani? Because what does Rashi say there, Mishpatim? Because he heard Hashem saying that you are an Eved to me, and you're going to make yourself an Eved to somebody else. In other words, an Eved in Olam Hazeh is Kulei Taiva. Ahavti is Ishti.
That's proud also.
Who?
Here is also proud.
Very good, excellent, right, excellent. So B'shad is that, so Avdus is by Eved Knani, and the Gemara is full of it. The Hefkera Nichalei. The Gemara says he wants to stay married, he wants to do Znus. The Gemara says that, is a woman allowed to be Mezaman with an Eved? No, why? Because the Avodim like Zimo, they like Znus. And maybe that we don't know circumstance in Mishnah. We don't know the circumstance for an Eved to be together with Isha. An Eved is the symbol of immorality. Why? Because they're an Eved to the Yetzirah. In other words, the Eved, the Abdus corresponds to being an Abd Eved to the Yetzirah. Eved Kanani has which mitzvahs? Like who? Like a woman. Why does Eved Kanani have mitzvahs like a woman? I, the man. The Teretz is, because we know the difference between Zohar and a Keva, is Zohar always corresponds to Ruchni, and the Keva always corresponds to Gashmi, Choymer and Sura. Is Pshat is, an Eved is like an Isha, in other words, he's Kulei Gashmi. Avdus is Kulei Gashmi. He's Be'efker and Nichalei. So Melech, he's Be'efker and Nichalei. So therefore, once the owner knocks his tooth out, what's the owner done? Taken away is Hanon Olam Hazeh. Taken away is Hanon Olam Hazeh. He's ready to go out the Chayus. That's the whole Indian. So therefore, this Eved, this Russia in the Haggadah, he's an Eved to the Yetzirah. So just like the Eved Kanani goes out when you knock his teeth out, which means he goes out, what happens to him? Now when he goes out, he's Mechoyev Mitzvah, not like an Isha, but like an Ish, right? He becomes a Ger Gom. When Eved Kanani goes out, he becomes a Ger Gom. He's Mechoyev Mitzvah like Ish. By knocking his teeth out, you've taken away the Hanon of Olam Hazeh, of Gashmis, and now he can be a fully fledged Jew. That's exactly the same thing what we're telling this Rosh over here. When we were in Mitzrayim, we were Avodim. Who were we Avodim to? Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim was immorality. In other words, we were like Kehilu, like Eved Kananim. We were like Eved Kananim. We went in the Chal Yisrael, reached the Memetes Shari Tumah. Immorality, everything that Mitzrayim stood for. And Klal Yisrael saw all that. Klal Yisrael weren't Jews yet. So Klal Yisrael were like Eved Kananis. We were like Eved Kananis. We were completely in the world of Gashmias. And Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Why? Hashem was like Meshachar and Avodim to bring us into a Ruchnistic world. To teach us to be Avodim to our Kodesh Baruch. Is this, Rosh says, Ma Avodas Es Lachem. What's that Rosh saying? Ahavti Es Ishti. I want to stay. I've got my taiva. I enjoy life. I'm a prat. I look after myself. I don't mind doing a prayer here, a prayer there. But I need every Sunday afternoon to go and play golf. And I need every Sunday evening to go out and see a movie. I don't mind it. After all that, I don't mind going down a 5-minute marriage. I've got nothing against that. Even to hear it up the Yemishir for 5 minutes. As long as you let me with my time, as long as you give me my time. Me, my time, that's prat. Me, my time, who are you? Who's your time? Tamuru Kitev Hashem. Ah, you're an Eved. You're an Eved. So if you're an Eved, it shows that you're Prat. That's what we're saying to Rosha. We're saying to Rosha that he's Moitzi Atzmim in a cloud. The Rosha's saying, what's going to happen with my golf? And what's going to happen with my restaurants and my movies and my this and my that? What's about with my life? I have to sacrifice everything. I've got to give everything up. What type of Avdus is this? Is that we say, Hakeh Shinov, knock out the Hanoh. Let him believe, show him, try to influence him in a way where he should start seeing the real Hanoh and the real Tainug of Avodas Hashem. Which is, The timing of Torah mitzvahs, Tamu Ra'u, Kitev Hashem. And maybe that's why we tell him, you, I'm willing to take you out now. I'm willing to knock your teeth out. I'm willing to break your hand now, your timer. You say you don't want it? It's exactly the same saying. I'm letting you go out the chairus. I'm letting you go free. You saying, Ahavti es ishti. You saying you want to stay. Is ilu lo yasham. If you would have been there, then lo yoyo nigal. Then you wouldn't have been taken out of its shrine. Because it's like the evidence says, Ahavti es ishti. He doesn't leave. You've chosen the life of Gashmir, says you wouldn't have been there. You wouldn't have been let out. It's mamish exactly the same thing. There's two types of avdus, the avdus to Hashem, and the avdus to the Yetzer Hara. And the avdus to the Yetzer Hara makes him into a prat, makes him into feeling himself that he has to have his own physical, his own ta'anugi aguf, and he doesn't want to hear about anything else. And therefore, we try, we're makarif, when we break his teeth, we try to break the physical anna, and try to give him anna in tainug, and havona, and asaga, and toirah, to the emistik of tainug. But we tell him, that if you're going to persist, then ilo yasham, lo yayanigo. You're like the Eved that doesn't want to go on the chairs. You're like the Eved, you can't free an Eved Kanani without his permission. It's a choiv, you can't do it to him. It's not fair, because Eved Befkeri Nichale. So if you would have been there, you wouldn't have come out. Because Hashem Ke'ilu can't release you. Why? Because it's a choiv for you, and you can't do it, Shalom Befonah. We've explained exactly what the Chacham and the Rosh have said, and also what the contrast between the Chacham and the Rosh is. That's the Yud and the Kei. The Yud is the Chacham, is the bittle of the Chacham, and then the Rosh looks at that and says, that's what it is. That's what it is. I don't want it. My avdus is a Gishmak, much more Gishmaka one. Is we say to him, forget about that Gishmak. We'll give you a Gishmak in Torah and Yerushalayim, but you're first going to break your teeth. And that's corresponding to the Hay. That's the Bechina of Bina, Havana, Hasaga. But you can't be Masik, the Tainug of Havana and Hasaga, without first, Hakez Shinov, without first telling him, don't say Ahavtis Ishti, come out of Cheres. Because if you persist in staying, then Ilo Yasham, Lo Yoyo Nigo. That's the opposite of Chacham and Russia. But it's a very important lesson before you go back to America. When you go back to America, you're going to see all nice cars, and you're going to see nice houses, and then suddenly you're going to think, hey, you know, these Jews, they also possibly, I mean, Kol HaKavod, a lot of them get up in the morning, and a lot of them also daven, and a lot of them also think, but I'm not saying that's the case, but I'm saying if you see a Jew who finds pleasure in a car, or in a this, or in a, on the other, and you see that he also goes to Daf Yomi, and he also davens, so you might end up saying, hey, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? Why do I need a different type of avoida? But the teretz is, you got to look into the Hagadosh Pesach, and the Hagadosh Pesach will teach you the answer. If you've been for these few months locked away over here, and you felt what the real tainug is, you felt that the Tamuru Kitev Hashem, the real tainug of being locked away, the real tainug of being to learn many hours, having that feeling at the end of the day, as if you feel such a simcha, such a tainug in Avodas Hashem, having a good davening, saying a bracha properly with the right kavanas, then you see that there's no greater tainug than that, and that's the best answer. Not to get caught up with the Yetzer Hara, because the one who gets caught up with the Yetzer Hara is not the Chacham. And then like Jeremy said before, today is not necessarily that one has to fast, one has to say, oivai, I'm enjoying the mitzvah. Oivai, 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 oivai. No, chas v'shalom. Of course, there has to be an element when you actually make the bracha for the mitzvah, shekin nishon of the mitzvah, yisro v'tzivonu. But b'shas, the mitzvah, you should feel the greatest tainug, and that's the answer to the Yetzer Hara. The greatest answer to the Yetzer Hara is by feeling the tainug in the mitzvahs. When you feel the tainug in the mitzvahs, and the Yetzer Hara comes to you with his stupid, idiotic tainugim, and then you tell the Yetzer Hara, well, that's tainug, that's the chayil of hoyveh, but for one second, the taiva, for one second, a hero. But what's that? Talmud Torah that accompanies a person 24 hours a day is the greatest taiva in the world. There's nothing that can come near there, bechla. And Meila, therefore, that's the answer. That's the answer. And that's the kirva that we're doing to the Rosh. But the Rosh that says that he doesn't care about taiva and he's not an apikoyos out of taiva, he's just an apikoyos out of lachis. He's not out of shaykhus for such a person. You're not out of shaykhus for such a thing, bechlal. That's what Chazal say, bechol arisha, kulo ka'ora ish, ka'ora shatichlen, and v'avol mashim ba'atzi, nishpet saresot. That bechina of hating for the sake of hating, yitzahor of averis for the sake of averis, That's kesed the klipah. That's not something that we can. That's not something that we can do. And therefore, that's why the Baal HaGadah b'chlal doesn't even entertain bringing him in b'chlal to the HaGadah, because we don't have any dealings with him. We only want to have the dealings with somebody that we can take care of by sending him to the dentist. But anybody else, we don't have any dealings with him. So each and every one of us has to realize, Chazal said that each and every one of us has all four bonim in us as well. Each of us has a chelik of chacham in us, each of us has a chelik of rosh in us, each of us has a chelik of tam, and each of us has a chelik of she'eni yedei alishon. But meanwhile, one has to look to work on both. When one makes a bracha, before one does a mitzvah, one must make the bracha out of bittul to our Kodesh Baruch Hu, feeding the chacham. And then when one does a mitzvah, one starts feeding the tainug, one should say to ourselves that this tainug, the fire of tainug, should burn out the fire of tainug. The burning for the mitzvah should burn out the burning for the yitzhar. Hence it says that the whole yontav of Pesach is the ways to fight the yitzhar. Right? Kol ha-sheyava ba'esh tabir ba'esh. Right? So how do you kasha something with fire? You know, which means in Avodas Hashem it means that for all the things that you use, the fire of the Yetzirah during the year, comes Pesach, you have to kasha that with the fire of Tainuk, of Islavus, Ta'akadosh Baruch, of Islavus and Avodas Hashem. Pesach is the Mechama with the Yetzirah. Because the Gemara and Bracha says that, what does the Gemara and Bracha say? The Gemara and Bracha says that the Chometz is first of the Yetzirah at the end of the first parak, right? Ritzoni Nasus, Ritzoni Nasus, and Nachum Soy Shavisa Nach Ritzoni, this is Rashi the Yetzirah. Yetzirah is the Chometz. Is Pesach is the ways to tackle with the Yetzirah. These four bonim are different ways to tackle with the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah, as soon as a person gets a tainu, we learn this tomorrow night, as soon as a person gets a tainu in Ava, in Ava of Klippa, to Ava of Hira, or Znus, Chasu Shom, whatever, so straight away, says tomorrow night, what does he have to do? He has to start thinking of which Ava? Ava Sashem, he has to say, this stupid Ava, my whole body is full of this Ava, and what is this? It's a little Nivra, it's a Lachas Kama Vakama, when it comes to Ava Sashem, how much more Ava Sashem I have to have. And that's the Kirub, then you're knocking out the teeth of the Yetzirah and you're introducing that to the Amstika. These old ways of fighting and tackling with the Yetzirah. Achon Yizakeinu, we should be able to, once and for all, finish off with the Yetzirah, which is Erecha, Be'ez Hashem Yizbarach, that the part of the Yetzirah, that Tavir Be'esh, we should be able, with the Eish of Islavos and the Eish of Avodas Hashem, we should be able to kasha our Machiv Vorah Meshasagi no, Hakez Shinov, because the same way as an Eved goes out the Shein and Shein Ma'ayim, because the Shein breaks away the Hano, the Taiva, he doesn't want Hefke anymore, because he doesn't want Hefke anymore, is then you can be Ma'ala him into the Hay, and that's the Chochom Rosha corresponding to the Yud Kei. Tam and Shein and the Elisha, as we discussed, correspond to the Vav Kei. And the Indian of, so it's we'll see, you know, it might be difficult to explain this in Yonim, but B'siyas B'shmaya, B'shkochus, Adachin and Lodan Das, should give us the Havon and the Hasog of these in Yonim, that the Tam is the Vav. And we know that the Vav is Midas HaYisod. Discuss the Midas HaYisod. And discuss what the Tam. And the Tam is a very short sentence. Tam ma loim and others, but ma'al al b'chizik yod etzion Hashem Yisrael Meisavod. So what's talk about the Tam? We mentioned the idea of chizik yad. How does the idea of chizik yad correspond to the Tam? So people make a mistake and they think that the Tam is a bit simple thing. That's not a Yaakovino and Ishtam Yashin Holy. We're not talking about somebody who's simple. The Tam, we know the Tam comes from the word Tom. And we know Tom has to do with the idea of Bris Mila, right? It's a W Dua, which Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, that when you have Bris Mila, the Heye Tomim, at the end of Parshas Lech Lecha, ויהיה השם אל אברהם ויאמר אליו אני כלשק אני אסלח לפני ויהיה סומם. What does it mean ויהיה סומם? זה הקדוש ברוך הוא גיב במצווה של ברית מילה. אז זה ברית של תשמעו. The idea of tomim comes from is tam comes from the word tomim, and tomim is kashul to the ברית מילה. And we know that the ברית מילה is the middle of Yisod. And then Yasser Tzadik is the Midas HaYisod, he's the sixth Midas, that's why it's the Vav of the Shem Avayin, the Vav is six. Yasser Tzadik is the sixth Midas, he's the Midas HaYisod. And Midas HaYisod is the middle of the Bris, that's why Yasser Tzadik is called the Tzadik, Yisod Olam, the Shem HaBris is always called the Tzadik. What's the Pshat? What is this mitzvah of of your, what is this middle yisod? And how does the middle yisod, how does it entertain itself? What does it mean in Avodas Hashem? The Pshat is, we discussed, I'm not sure if we discussed it once. I think we discussed it together. I'm not sure exactly. But what is the Midasai Yisod? The Midasai Yisod is the following Midah. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everything in Gimel Kavan. There's three, there's the Mitzad Yemin, Mitzad Yemin and Mitzad Smol, and then there's the Emtzah. That's where the Sheen, right? The Sheen. The Sheen is the three Kavan. And then you know there's always a Mitzad Yemin, and there's a Mitzad Smol, and then there's an Emtzah. Let's look at it from Adam, although it's not an example. I mean, it's very it's brought down as it's very very in Yom Hamukim Ad Moed. But we know that if you look at the Torah, if you look at the Gufa Adam, you see the Gufa Adam in everything. He has a Yemin and he has a Smol and he has an Emtzah. If you look at the Adam starting from his face, he has an Ayin Yemin and he has an Ayin Smol. He has an Oizen Yemin and he has an Oizen Smol. Right? And then in the middle he has his nose, but even his nose has Nichiraim Mitzad Yemin and Nichiraim Mitzad Smol. The only thing that is in the middle, that is completely in the middle, and it's not Toyna either Yemin or Yisrael Smol on his face, is the peh. And therefore the peh, right, the peh corresponds to the Midas HaYisod, is the same thing as the Bris Mila. In other words, these in Yonim, so you do have the Midas on the face of the Adam, that's Bechen of Kesa, and then they go down into the Gufa Adam, is then it's going down into the Kremas Adam, into the Midas. So therefore, in the Gufa Adam, you have the same thing. You have a Yad Yemin, it's Midas HaChesed. You have a Yad Smol, which is Midas HaGevura. You have the actual Guf, which is Midas HaTepes, and you have the right leg, which is Midas HaNetzach, and you have the left leg, which is Midas HaHoid, and then you have the Yisod, and the Yisod is in the middle. The difference between the peh and the yisod is very simple. In other words, the yisod is covered. The bris mila that's covered. In other words, that's the yisod hanelam. Hashem came the peh. It has a petach. You open the mouth and you start speaking. And what it says when you say it, in the whole idea of siyag lachach mashkika, that the person shouldn't speak non-stop. He should try always the chachma is the shtika, obviously talking the retire and chizuk, no, not discussing it, talking about stam, is because of the emphasis of the midas hayisod is a hell of the commit, it's a hidden middle. Why is it a hidden middle? That's namish the way it is. So therefore pshat is when you're speaking, you have to realize that you're being magala, it's supposed to be hidden. Is therefore siyag lachach mashtika. If it's not a mitzvah to say it, it's better to be b'shtik. That you see even in the Koymas HaOdom that there's everything in the Bria, there's a Yemin and there's a Smol, and that's absolutely everything. The nature of a person is never to be in the middle. The nature of a person is either he gets pulled by the right or he gets pulled by the left. Right? You haven't got in Ishna, all these things manifestate themselves in Gashmis. In a parliament you've got a right wing party and you've got a left wing party. The party that's never successful is the middle. In Israel, there used to be, 10 years ago, somebody started a party called the Merkaz, the middle. And then last, it came in, we got a few seats, won the next election, it was out. Why? Because the person is always neither either Yemin or Smol. Either he's right or he's left. What are you, middle? If you're a middle, so you're nothing. If you're not right and you're not left, then you're nothing. That's the Teva of the Indian. It's either neither. In America, you have the same thing, right? You have a middle in America? You have a Yemin? Who are the two main ones? I mean, there are about Republicans and Democrats. Is one more right and one is more left? Well, in England, you have the same thing. You have the right and you have the left. You have the right wing party and you have the left wing party. And again, there's something called the liberals in the middle, and there's nothing doing it. They're non-existent. Trouble is because the Midas HaYisod is a hell of the committee, it's a holy midah. Its place is definitely not in the Knesset or in the Senate. So therefore that's why the people are always noting Mitzad Yemin and Mitzad Smol. It's a tremendous avoider to be in the Emtzah. In other words, not to budge, to be in the Merkaz into the Midas HaYisod, and not to be noted between Yemin and Smol. Faket, the Yemin and the Midas HaYisod is machriya between the Yemin and the Smol. The Midas HaYisod is the hachra between the Yemin and the Smol. In other words, that's why in a Beis Din you need three people. I don't know, we discussed this.
Yeah, we did a little bit.
So the main Abezdin you have, in Abezdin you have how many Dayanim? Three, why? Because one Dayan is going to be Noitel Itzad Yemin, not Chasushan right wing and left wing. But one Dayan is Midas HaChesed, like you have Bisham and Bisirah. So one Dayan is going to be Noitel Itzad Chesed, one Dayan is going to be Noitel Itzad Gevura, and therefore you need the three Dayanim, because the three Dayanim is going to put. What does it mean to find the Hachro? What does it mean to find the Hachro? I mean, he says this and he says this. Well, come a little guy and he makes sure and shake hands and we have the psak. What does it mean? What does the third one do? What does the Midas HaYisod? Third one is the Midas HaYisod. What does the Midas HaYisod do? It finds the Nekudas HaEmes. And the Nekudas HaEmes is always somewhere in between the Yemin and the Small. The whole Emes is never Kuloi's Yemin, and the whole Emes is never Kuloi's Small. The Emes is always the Nekudas Emes. But you always need the Yemin and you need the Small to get to the Hell and to get to the middle and to get to the Midas HaYisod. And therefore, who? Oh, so that's Yaakov and it's Yosef. In other words, Yaakov is the Midas of Teferes, and the three Kavim, Yaakov and Yosef, are in the middle. You have Chesed and Gevura, and then Yaakov is the Chibur, Gibor, Yaakov is Teferes, which is the Chibur between Chesed and Gevura, and Yosef is Yisod, which is the Chibur between Netzach and Noach. So, Yaakovinu is called the Yaakovish Tom, because Yaakovinu is Tom. It says that, by the way, that Yaakovinu is Noirad Mohol, which means that Yaakovinu was the Machria. We know in the Mishkan there was something that was called the Briach HaTichon. You know it's about the Briach HaTichon? It's a bustle. Right? And the Briach HaTichon, there was a pole going in the middle around all the areas, and it turned the corner of Ginez, and it's called the Briach HaTichon. Yaakovinu is called in Svarim the Briach HaTichon, because he's in the middle. He's the Nakuda HaMerkazi. And that's why he's called Ishtom, Yeshiva Olam, he's inside the oil, which means he's hidden. He's hidden. Avram and Yitzchak, he's Chesed and he's Gevura. Esav is Gevura, they're all us. Esav is Nish Sodeh. These are Midas the Chagulas. My hand is not my right hand, my left hand, they're not hidden. But Midas HaYisod, that's inside, that's Yeshiva Olam. That's the Koyach to be Mechaber, to find the Nekuda in between. Excellent. It's also Midas HaEmes. It's also Midas HaEmes. We know that Midas HaEmes is a number 9. Midas HaEmes is number 9. You count up Midas HaEmes. Aleph is 1, and Mem is 4, and Sof is 4, and Sporn 4, and 1 is 9, right? And all the a lot of different inyanim add up to the, which are kashul to this, add up to the number 9. We learned about different sirufim of Shema Bayim. There's one of Ayin Beis. Ayin Beis is 7 and 2 is 9. There's one of Son of Gimel, right? There's one of Samach is 6 and Gimel is 3 is 9. There's another one, all inyanim all add up to this number 9, which is Emes. And that is Be'emes, the Midas of Emes. And the Midas of Emes is that you don't stay right or left. The Midas of Emes never changes. If you open the ear, you know?
There's word
excellent. 3 a.m. That's right. Excellent. We know that there's MS. That's the ending of Yisod. That's why Yisod has to do with Tam, Tomim, Bris Milah. There's a pasuk in Eiv. It's a pasuk in Yisod. There's lots of pasukim in Eiv and Perek Aleph. It says it twice. The word that Eiv was an Ish Tom Ver Yoshal. You look up in Perek Aleph and Eiv. You see it twice written. It was Tam Yashar. What does Yashar mean? Straight. What does straight mean? Don't stay right or left. Pasuk in Tehillim. Pasuk in Tehillim in Perek, in the Lamed Zayin, Lamed Ches. I think Lamed Zayin, Pasuk says there, Shmar Tom Urei Yosha. Shmar Tom Urei Yosha. Have a look, Lamed Zayin. Is there a whole Nachar there? Shkoyach. Shkoyach. There's a lot of things you'll be able to clarify. It's a very, very yisodistic point. All in of Shavua and everything. Lamed Zayin. Shmar Tom or E Yosha. Shmar Tom or E Yosha. Lamed Zayin. So what is it? You see that Tom and Yosha and Ea wasn't Ish Tom the Yosha. So you see Tom and Yosha goes together, because Tom is Tom, is the Midas HaYisod, it's Tomim. Midas HaYisod is the Yosha. It doesn't go right, and it doesn't go left. That's the Midas HaYisod. That's a tremendous koyach, not to budge either right or either left. In other words, it means that you're not mushpa, Yemin Asmol. The Mordechai thing you see, the Gabi, and that was the Middle of Yosef. Middle of Yosef was the Middle, not the Baj. What does Yosef say when he sees his brothers? What does he say to the brothers? Ani Yosef. So we learn the Parshas, he said, what do you mean? All he said was Ani Yosef, and his brothers all got the shock of their lives. What was the big shock of Ani Yosef? The Teretz says that when he said Ani Yosef, what does he mean? He means I am exactly the same Yosef as you saw me. Yosef doesn't budge. What does Rashi say in Shmois on the Pasuk of Yosef, Hoya the Mitzrayim? Says Rashi, Yosef, Hoya, who Yosef? He was a royal son of who Yosef, Muhammad the Tzidka. Yosef doesn't budge. Why? Because he's Midas HaYesod. Midas HaYesod is in the Merkal, it's in the middle, it's the Yoshar, it's Neram, it's a Mordekah Midah. It's Neram, and it's not Faget. Not only doesn't it stay right or left, but Faget, it finds that Nakuda that is in the Merkav, which is Nakuda Sehemis. And that's why in Ashiva Shefteinu, we know starting from Atachoinen, is starts the spheres, and then Slachlanu is Chesed, Reva, Nyenu is Gvura, and Rafeinu is Teferes. And Takav Shoyfer is Netzach, and Nebaruch Aleinu is Netzach, Takav Shoyfer is Hoyt, and Hashiva Shefteinu is the Midas HaYisod. Midas HaYisod Yudke Vovke is Vov. Between every letter, the Yudke Vovke in Bokhata Hashem Melech Hoyt Stokha Mishpat is a Vov between every letter, because the Melech Hoyt Stokha Mishpat is Midas HaYisod. What's Midas HaYisod got to do with Mishpat? What's Midas HaYisod got to do with Mishpat? The Teretz is, that is Yosef, the Midas HaYisod, that is Mishpat. Because what is Mishpat? He says this, and he says this, and the third guy is Machriya, the third guy finds the Nakuda in between. So you can't be a judge, without Midas HaYisod. You can't be a Shofet, you can't, Bezdin can't bring out a Mishpat of the MS without the Midas HaYisod. So therefore all the different Nakudas, each different Nakuda, they all have different Nakudas, and the Nakuda of the Yud Kei Vavke and Melech Hayetz Tokha Mishpat is between each letter of Yud Kei Vavke, there's a Vav, because that is Midas HaYisod. We know, for example, that if you come to Bezdin and you take somebody to court, what do Bezdin do? They make you make a Shavua. What is a Shavua? A Shavua is Midas HaYisod. What do you mean a Shavua is Midas HaYisod? We know from Eliezer and Avram. Avram and Avram say to Eliezer, Simna Yachot Achas, Yerechi, what's the Yerechi? The Mokam of the Bris Mila. It's Mokam of the Bris Mila. Shavua, the Loshna Bris Mila. What does Yaakov say to Yosef in Parshas Vayechi? Simna Yotcha Tachas. Yerechi, what does Rashi say? To make a Shavua. Right? Baal HaTorim says that. Simna Yotcha is Gematria Mila. Simna Yotcha Tachas Yerechi, make a Shavua. When you make a Shavua, you've got to put the Yad in the Mokam of Mila. Because the Mokam of Mila is the Midas HaYisod. And the Shavua is the Midas HaYisod. Why? What does the Shavua do? A Shavua makes sure that you don't go this way or that way. What does a Shavua do? It keeps you in course. Right? As Moritz says in the Gorim, if you want to go a straight path, it's a mitzvah to make a Shavua. Why? Because there's even though Mush Bavoyim and Al Sinai, there's also in the Gorim in Shavua Chal HaShavua, already Mush Bavoyim and all the mitzvahs. Ain't Shavua Chal HaShavua. So how can you make a Shavua of anything? The Teretz is, because that's, if it's Kedei to keep you on the right track, is then anything to make a Shavua. Shavua keeps you on the right track. What was the last thing that Yosef HaTzadik, what was the last thing in the Torah that's mentioned about the Yosef HaTzadik? Mamish, the very last thing. The last pasuk is Vayomas Yosef. What's the pasuk before that? Vayash by Yosef is Ben Yisrael Leibon. Yosef made them make a Shavua. Yosef is a Midas HaYisod. Yosef is Midas HaYisod. Yosef can be Mashbiah. Yosef is a Mashbiah. Because Yosef is the one who's Mashbiah, who's the Mashbiah, the Midas HaYisod. Midas HaYisod to Klal Yisrael. It's not the Mikra, Mashbiah, and Mashbiah. Midas HaYisod is also the Midas of Mashbiah. To Malchus, because the Midas HaYisod is a Koyach of Shavua. Koyach of Shavua is the best Hashpah. It keeps a person straight. So the whole Indian of Shavua is the Indian of Midas HaYisod keeping it straight. You've got to put your hand. Tachas Yerechi, by the Mokam Amila, by the Mokam of Yisod. Maybe the Mikra of Mishnah, maybe the Bezdin. The Bezdin is a Mokam of Yisod, it's a Mokam of Mishpat, and it's a Mokam of Mishpat. The harder they bring out the Mishpat, by using the Koyach to make Shavua. So when you buy the Koyach to make a Shavua, that's how they apply the middle of Mishpat. And the Mela, the Indian of Shavua, the whole Indian of Shavua is the Indian of Tikkun HaMidas HaYisod. So don't you do it, that's how Roman Venus Masakin Eliezer. Eliezer came from who? Came from? Who was he a descendant of? Chom. Right? Eliezer came from Chom. That's why Abraham, Chazal Eliezer wanted to marry, Eliezer had a daughter, he wanted the daughter to marry Yitzchok. Rashi brings down, Abraham says, no, because you are Oro and he is Baruch. Why is he Oro? Because Oro he was came from Chom. What was the pagam? Chom was poikim. Amid as hayisod. What did he do? Vayaz erbas aviv. Vayaz in shnei achav bachutz. Which means he was poikim. He was megalad amid as hayisod. He was megalad amid as hayisod. What's the tikkun of being megalad amid as hayisod? Then mayob chatak as yoyim. Ah, really? Because the pei means says he said really. Because the pagam he said really. Where did he get it? I'm sure it's better. There's nothing that's a coincidence in the world. And Befrat in the Tzuras Adam, the whole Koyma, the whole Chochmas Kabbalah is built on the Koyma Sa'adam. It's the Adam and Kabbalah. Nothing's Bimikra. If there's, I don't know what it is, but there's a certain Chochmah where you can read Talmud. People do it through Tumah Chas V'Shalom, but there's Tzadikim who do it. And I'm sure there's nothing which is the Mikra. So they all ask these questions to Hillel. They try to get him angry, and they have Shabbos and the Chamin. Why do they have flat feet, and why do they have this, and why do they have... But every different nation has a certain thing that corresponds to the Pnimis of the nation. We can see that. So Akolpanim, that's the Midas HaYisod. That's the Indian of Tomim. Tomim means Yoshar. Yoshar means straight. You don't stray. That needs a tremendous koyach. It means a tremendous koyach because every person gets straight either right or left. And therefore the Indian of Shavua, that's the toikef. Shavua gives a toikef to something. Shavua gives us a chayzik, a strength, a toikef, not to stray. And therefore when Klal Yisrael had to come out of Mitzrayim, and they didn't deserve to come out of the tribe. Halalu v'halalu, we strayed. Halalu v'halalu. Is that there's only one koyach that could bring us to Mitzrayim, the ikar one koyach that could split the sea. What was that? Vayikach Moshe es Atzmais Yosef imoy. Atzmais Yosef was the koyach of Midas HaYisod in Klal Yisrael. The koyach of Midas HaYisod in Klal Yisrael was the koyach of Tkifa. It says Rashi brings down in boy. That it came time for Klal Yisrael to come out of its shrine. The famous Rashi, Rashi's boy, Ramasi ben Cheresh Berish, that it came time for Klal Yisrael to come out of its shrine. What does that mean? It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a shvuah to Avraham Avinu, that he's going to bring Klal Yisrael out of its shrine. We didn't deserve to come out of its shrine. Big dilemma, right? And take note, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a shvuah to Avraham Avinu that he's going to take us out of its shrine. Shvuah? That's Midas HaYisod, that's the tkifus of Midas HaYisod. How can Hashem take us out of its shrine? We didn't deserve it. There it is. That was the tikkun. That brought us out of Mitzrayim. Who's chus with that? Who gave us the koyach shvuah? Vayash vayoyset. It made it when we left Mitzrayim. Says the pasuk in Mishalach. Vayitach Moshe es at Moshe Yosef imoy. How does the pasuk carry on? Ki hashbeah hashbiah bnei Yisrael leimor. So in other words, the chus of us coming out of Mitzrayim was the koyach, that shvuah that Yosef HaTzadik made, Ashveh HaRviah. Yosef HaTzadik could enforce a shvuah because he was Midas HaYisod, and that's in the Yosef HaTzadik was Yerichi make a shvuah. It made out of the Shvuah who saw that the Midas HaYisod, the Midas of shvuah is still there in Klal Yisrael with Atzmus Yosef. What did that make HaKadosh Baruch Hu remember? Like a Gilgul shvuah. That made HaKadosh Baruch Hu remember his shvuah that he made with Klal Yisrael to take him out of Mitzrayim. So that was the implanting of the Midas HaYisod in Klal Yisrael. By the way, Yadua that anything that comes through a Shavua that we're discussing has Toikef, Hamela, has Kiyim. Anything that doesn't have a Shavua, if you don't make a Shavua, is the whole thing might go down the drain, right? And therefore, what's the opposite of Tam, Ishtam? Turn the letters backwards. Mace. In other words, when there's no Tam, when there's no Shavua, when there's no Yisod, is the thing doesn't have a Kiyim. There's no Kiyim. And therefore, the opposite of Mace is Tam. Yaakov is an Ishtam, is Yaakov Avinu Loi Mace. The middle of Tam, the middle of Tomim, the middle of Mila, the middle of Yisod, is the middle which is the opposite of Mace. And therefore, who comes? Who's the Malach HaBris? Eliyahu HaNavi. Why? Because Eliyahu was one who didn't die. It goes even deeper than that. If you look into Parshas Barak, you know when did Pinchas become Eliyahu? Pinchas became Eliyahu when he killed after Bilam, the whole story. And if you read the Psukim in Parshas Barak, is when you read all about the animal Bilam, is you start seeing that very strange things happening. He's going here, and the donkey's going this way. First he goes to the right, and then he goes to the left. What's going on over here? Vayach Bilam Hashem also in Hatoisa Hador, says the pasuk. Bilam is trying to make them, Mike trying to make his donkey go straight. Hatoisa Hador, he wants them to go straight. You Bilam, you animal, you're trying to make Klal Yisrael be poikim and thicken up bris, which is exactly what happened later as a result of Bilam at the end of the parasha with the Benoit Moyah. You're the biggest hepech, thicken up bris. Right? As I'll say, the Bilam had znus with his donkey, with his animal. Bilam was the biggest pagana bris that you can ever imagine. And bris is yashar, la toisa hadorech. Is Bilam, you're the biggest opposite of Yosha. You're the biggest opposite of Tommy, the biggest opposite of our place over there. You're trying to make your animal go, you're trying to make your animal go straight. You're just the opposite. But Yamin Malach Hashem, Godem Izeh, Godem Izeh. Until the Pasuk says, Vayosef Malach Hashem Avoy, Vayamin the Mokum Tzor, Asha Ein Derech Lintois Yemin Asmol. There's no Derech Lintois Yemin Asmol. There's no derech lintas. What happens when you put Bilam in a spot where there's no derech lintas, you mean a small, he breaks his leg. Right? If a terebat status Bilam broke his legs. In other words, he's got no tikkun. You put him in a tikkun on Yisod, is then it breaks him up, kills him. Why? Because he's the opposite of Yisod, and he was trying to make his animal go straight, and the animal kept him steering right and left. As Bilam realized that he's trying to break the Yisod of Klal Yisrael. He's trying to break the Mechina of Bris Mila in Klal Yisrael. He's trying to break Klal Yisrael to be Machshel Klal Yisrael to Chas V'Shalom to be poigim of the Midas of Yisod. When did he give up cursing them? Pasuk says, when he saw that their entrances of their tents don't face each other. Pasuk says that what did Bilam see? He saw that Vayat Yisrael Shoichin Lishvoto. What does that mean? Rashi says Shelo Yoyu Pischein. Right. Let me just get you the. Vayat Yisrael Shoichin Lishvoto. Says Rashi, Roa Shein Kischein Mechavon and Zeh connected Zeh Shalayakis. Nobody could look into somebody else's oil, which means he saw them. It's the Indian of Tznias, of Tikkun HaYisod. And then he realized that he couldn't. Hashem appears to Bilam. We learned this in the first Rashi by Yikro. What's the Lashem when Hashem appears to Bilam? Not by Yikro, but by Yikor. By Yikor is from the Lashem of Keri. Keri is what? About Keri is Pagama Bris. So in other words, Bilam is trying to be poikim Klal Yisrael of Bris. He's the biggest animal himself. He's the biggest poikim of Bris himself. Is when he sees the Klal Yisrael tikkun of Bris, is then he gives up. Later, unfortunately, he succeeds, and he gets Klal Yisrael at the end of the parasha too, have znus with the Bnei Ismael. Pinchas saw the Chilul Hashem. Pinchas killed them, taught Klal Yisrael a lesson, and therefore Pinchas, by doing that, he was mitakin the Bris. He was mitakin the Yisod. He was mitakin the Bris. Hinini noisen lois brithi shalom. Why does it say a lashon of hinini noisen lois brithi shalom? Brithi means bris. Bris is tikkun hayisod. He becomes the malach brithi d'eliyahu nabi. And shalom is the targum of tam. What's the targum of tam? Eilu told us noyach ish tzadik tamim. Says the targum shlim. Yaakov ish tam yoshev ha'olim. What's the targum? Shlim. Yaakov ish tam yeshiva olim kvar shlim. Shalom is the mid of tam, mid of tamim, and brisi is the mid of bris. So what was the schar? Bilam was poikim the bris. Pinchas brought it back. He brought it back. And in Yenis and Loi is brisi shalom. Who does he become? Eliyahu Novi. Where does Eliyahu Novi appear? Bris means he's the Malach Bris. Eliyahu Novi is going to live forever. Why? Because tam in the right way is tof mem. Bilam is the opposite, he's Keri, and therefore that's Tam and the opposite. He tries to turn it upside down. When he turns Tam upside down, it makes mace. And therefore the Anavi would turn it back again, turn it back into its proper way, into the Tam. And therefore he never dies. He was Matakan Mitzah, he never dies, he became. Oh, excellent, very good. He was giving the key for Tchisamesim, for rain, for all inyonim that have to do with Chaim. So maybe that's the Midas HaYisod, that's the Toikif of Midas HaYisod, that's the Bechin of Tam. Mamela, let's get back to the Haggadah now. Tom Mahu Aiman. Here we're dealing with the Midas, the Tom. And we discussed that it's Yud Kei Vav Kei, he's the third one, so he's the Midah of Vav. The Midah of Vav is the Midas HaYisod, because that's the Midah of Yosef HaTzadik, which is the Midah of the Yisod of Vav. And the shame of Vav, the Yud Kei Vav Kei, is the Bechin of Yisod. Which means, therefore, that's why he's called the Tam, because the Midah of Yisod is the Midah of Tam, Tomim. And therefore, the Tam asks, the Tam is called Kulei B'Shlemus. If the Tam can't understand, the Tam can only see Shlemus, he only sees Shalem. And the Tam asks, I think I saw once in the Haggadah from the Hillel Rosh Hashanah, where he says, Ma Void Azais Lachem, he says he doesn't understand, he sees Klal Yisrael in such lameness, he doesn't understand why he reads Chazal, and he says, Halal Lord Avoid Azar, Halal Lord Avoid Azar, and he sees Klal Yisrael with the whole Avoid of the Kol and Pesach, he only picks up on shlameness. So he asks, where does this come from? Where does this halal come from? I see Klal Yisrael unbelievable. I see Yahat Yisrael, Shechem Shvatim. He sees the Kedush of Klal Yisrael. So he says, Ma Avoida Azois Lachem. In other words, what's this whole Avoida? Goes even deeper because Avoida Azois. Zois is always Loshna Keva, which means we didn't deserve it and therefore we had to receive it. And whenever you receive something, it's always Loshna Keva. And therefore, Ma Avoida Azois Lachem. He's asking Loshna Keva, which means he sees, I see Klal Yisrael Bishlemus. Why do we need all these ashpot? Why do we need all these ashpot? Why do we need to be mekabdim? We're zochah to these things on our own. What's our answer to him? Chayzik yod, Yitzionu Hashem Mitzrayim. We came out with the chayzik yod. Who understands the chayzik? Who understands the tkifas? Who understands the shavuah tkifas? The chayzik yod that only the Tam understands. The Tam understands the tkifas because the whole midas hayesod is built up on the tkifas of staying the same, of not moving. So Pshat is, he says, the chayzik yod that tiyan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers the tkifas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers the shavuah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers the midas hayesod, the midah of Yosef. You Tam, you understand the midas hayesod. If the chayzik yod, Chazal say, what does it mean? Bechayzik yod etzian akol shbolchum Mitzrayim. Bechayzik yod means that because akol shbolchum was forced into it. Kavi yachol, why? Because he made a shvua. So that's the chayzik yod. In other words, we're telling the Tam that Hashem had to take us out of Mitzrayim, and He took us out of chayzik yod. In other words, all the kitchurgim said that we don't deserve to come out of Mitzrayim. Everything was going for Klai Yisrael not to come out of Mitzrayim. Akol shbolchum had to come with a special tkifas. What's the tkifas called? A shavua, because he made a shavua. But Shavuot, he also made the shavua, because he knew that Klal Yisrael are going to be halalo od davarizar, halalo od davarizar, and then Akol Shavuot knew that it's the shavua that's going to bring about the chayzik yad, hoytzianu Akol Shavuot from Mitzrayim. Dafka to the Tam, dafka to the one of Midas HaYisod, dafka to the one who understands the Sunna Yotcha Tachas Yireichi, make a shavua, he's the one that we can answer, he understands this ideal of the chayzik yad, Akol Shavuot had to take us out of Mitzrayim, because the Midas HaYisod, which is the middle of shavua, which Akol Shavuot was in Islam, into that midah to make a shavuah to force us out, to take us out of Mitzrayim. That's the bechina of the chesed yod, the yitzion of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Mitzrayim. Memela, that's the bechina of the Tam. Sheini de'elishol, I haven't got much time. Remember, since I promised you that today we're going to finish 10 minutes early. So you want to go on, or you can stop if you want. No, you promise. I'm not insulted if you say that I took up your time yesterday. Seriously, no?
I went early.
Who? No, you went on time. Seriously, no? You want to end up in what?
Why?
Who? Because I told you yesterday that I was going to say, I'm not insulted if you go upstairs. Anyways. Sheini de'elishol is the Bechina of Malchus, which is the Hei Achroina from the Yud Kei Vav Kei. So you do that. The Sheini of Malchus is what? Is the Bechina of Kulei Ma. Kabbal, the Shema Malchus is the Midas on a Kaver, right? Shema Malchus is the Midas on a Kaver. In other words, the Midas on a Kabbal. We know that the Malchus is what? Is the Levana, the moon, represents Midas on Malchus. And we know the moon doesn't have any of its own light. It's Kulei Makabal. Malchus is always the Bechina of Kulei Makabal. What else is Midas on Malchus? Toshabal? Peh. Because Toshabal Peh, you can only learn through Masaira. Right? Messiah. Messiah means the Rav teaching the Talmud being Mekabel, and him going on teaching, it's always through Mekabel. Whole idea of Malchus, the whole idea of Malchus is that that's why Malchus is Nukfa, Malchus is Mekabel, and Mekabel is Mekabel. Right? The Zun, yeah.
The king is the biggest ani.
Excellent. The king is the biggest ani, is the biggest schnorr. That's right. He's totally dependent. He hasn't earned an honest day's living all his life. He doesn't deserve a penny. He's schnorring taxes from everybody, because that's mamish, that's all the manifestation of the bechina of Malchus. The bechina of Malchus is the bechina that needs the, that is less lemigami kum. It's called less lemigami. It doesn't have anything of its own. No, who does that correspond to? Sh'eni de'erishol. Sh'eni de'erishol is something that he's not going to be misoyer on his own. Therefore, what do we say? At pasachloi. At is lashon yoyer, lashon zohar, nekeva. Nekeva, why? Because you have to be the mashpiat, and he's the makabel, the nukva. The nukva is the biggest makabel. The nukva is the biggest makabel. Remember, therefore, that's the whole inyan. We discussed this once. I think we discussed this in Rayakov the Kudei, that the inyan of Abnus, the inyan of Abnus is in the heyachroina of the Yudke Vavke. Right? We discussed it. That if you look in the Siddur, you'll see the Shem Abnus. The Abnus is in the hey, in the last hey. Why in the last hey? Because the Shem Abnus is the Shechina. The Shechina is the Malchus in Biyah, right? The Malchus down in Arab Atzilus. And Mela, the tikkun is that we've got to be Malad Abnus into the last day in Heyachroina, which is where it belongs, which is the Bechina of Malchus. So therefore, the Shechina de Elisha left the Heyachroina, which is the Bechina of Abtasachloi. You've got to open him up. You've got to be Mashpi on him. He's not going to open up on his own, because he's the Dar of Malchus. So that's the Bechina of Kneged Arab Bonim. You've got to make sure to get the message to him, because he's not going to be able to. That's what we say to the Sheinim de Elisha about the Sachle. You have to realize that up come on the Indian of the Dalet Bonim, Kenegadizke Bavke. We have to realize that the Arba Bonim, this Bechin of Arba Bonim, this Bechin of Yitzke Bavke is in each and every one of us. In other words, every single person has the Bechin of Yitzke Bavke. In other words, if we go back all the way to the Chacham, sometimes it's applicable to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu with Bittl like the Chacham. The Chacham, he doesn't feel tiny, he feels the complete Bittl, it's the Yud. Sometimes you've got to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu with Tainuk, which means if a person is a hero for something, Chas Hashem, he has to be Mahabachit, and he has to make that into Ahas Hashem, and that's, you know, different people have different kufas. Sometimes a person's got to be kifas with himself. Is the Shlach Kodesh says that each person has got to be a sheikh over himself. The Gemara says that why do we have, what are these called in the ear? Earlobes, because if you hear Lashon Hara, you think, why do we have, why do you close your eyes? Why do you write? Why is the finger fitting to the ear? All these anonymous, because a person has to be his own policeman, his own sheikh. Which means that's the bechina of Midas Hayesod, the tkifus of not listening to the Yitzhak. And then the Hayachroina, sometimes a person's got to feel that he's such a big, he's got to feel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he's completely a makabel from him. Everything he has is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the bechina of the Hayachroina. Each and every person has these different kufas in life. Just like each and every Adam has these kufas in life, there's different periods within Klal Yisrael, which sometimes there's a Yud, there's a door of Yud, sometimes there's a door of Hay, sometimes there's a door of Vav, and sometimes there's a door of Heyachroino. The head after the door of Heyachroino. And that's why that goes back to what we were saying earlier, that the whole tafkid of the Avodah Shel Pesach is that whichever door we're living in, and that goes back to the Yisod that we discussed earlier, that whatever door we're living in, we have to realize that there's a certain Avodah Hashem, in that door. There were doors in Klal Yisrael where there were unbelievable bitl to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in times of Mesiras Nefesh, in times of giving their lives up of Kiddush Hashem, with Mesiras Nefesh and Din and Avodah, and there were other times, there were other doors where they served HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a Mordek HaSimcha, with an unbelievable Simcha. There were other doors where they served HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where Bez Din had an unbelievable Tekifah from Klal Yisrael. Right, Chazal tell us that once they saw Bez Din found somebody riding on an animal on Shabbos, and what did they give him? Skila, even though he's only on a Dera. Bonan, why? Because sometimes they've got to do Tekifahs, that's the Midnas of Bonan, that's the Shira Shefteinu, that's Melech Oiz Kachal Mishpat, which is that the Oiz Vav of Yitzkivav, because there's different Doris, and then there's the Doris of the Hay. The Doris of the Hay, that's the Doris of the Ikhis of the Mashiach, of the Hay Achroina, which is the Bechin of Malchus, which is just before there's going to be his Galus, of Chavoy Malchus Shemaim, And that's our door today, where everybody feels he's a makabal. Everybody in this door is a moedik makabal. There's so much being taught in the door. This is the door of the Heachroin of bringing out and bringing the Malchus Shemayim, bring the Malchus Shemayim down into this world. And there's mamish all different kufas, and within each kufa you have all four of them as well. Some birds, some more, some people have more, some people enjoy the fact that there's bitla. And I mean, emesis, you know, that's one of the differences between Musa and Musa and Pnimi Satayra. Musa is more the yud, Musa is more the bitla to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that, you know, there's different yeshivas, there's some yeshivas, Labotka had an Indian of Kovat HaOdom, Abin Nevadak had an Indian to break the Odom, they used to send Bacham out dressed like who knows what, and they used to send people to grocery stores to buy stamps, and they used to say, Hashpala HaOdom, Abin Yeshivas, Labotka, Gadlet HaOdom, all different in Yonah, some Bittl, some Tainuk, all different in Yonah. Each and every one of these things corresponds to and that's the whole Indian of Shavisi Hashem and Negdi Summit. Now the whole Indian is one of the Nyonim of the Indian that the person should be mechavim, should have to have in his mind the way the Yud Gevavke, and definitely while he's davening, and definitely Shmoyne Esra, one should always have the Yud Gevavke, even the Poskim, even the sort of more Litvish of Poskim. They're very against printing Siddurim just with the Yud Yud as the Yud Gevavke. In this Pefatrin Shmoyne Esri, you're supposed to look at the Yud Gevavke, you're supposed to be Mechavan the Yud Gevavke, and Kabonat Yud Gevavke, because it's really the Yud Gevavke. Besides Pesach, that it's the Dalet Koises and the Dalet Bonim and the Dalet Sheilas and Amishtana, and it's the four elements of Abiyah. But besides all that, it's Mamish, every single person has a Avodas Hashem in the Yudin and the Kain and the Vavin and the Kain. And therefore this is a time to be Mekabel upon ourselves and Metz Hashem, to try to introduce the Abba Bonim into us, to try to see how we improve our own Avodas Hashem with the Abba Bonim. And you know, sometimes people, the boy told me that he gets some Ben Azmani, Mamish doesn't feel a tiny of Indavani. You know, when he's an Eretz Yisrael, he feels much more of a time in the davening. He goes to Chutzpah, doesn't feel a time in the davening. So what should he do? So what's the answer? So then he starts to daven out a time in the davening. And how does he say that's also part of Avodas Hashem, to feel a bittl to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What does the Sfasemet say if you daven without bittl? If you daven without tainuk, if you daven with bittl, it's still the timing is going to come. So then it says we understand chukim as well. Magid Rav Liyakov, chukov mishpat li Yisrael. A Jew can understand the chok. So why does it say we can't understand the chok? Because first we're supposed to do the mitzvah without understanding as a chok, and then when we do that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the answer. If the realize not chas v'shalom, I'm davening now without time, without timing, because if I'm killing now, my davening. This davening for the next 3 weeks is a kill davening, all without timing. Not pitam. Sometimes it's not voted with timing, and sometimes it's not voted without timing. If a person feels that he doesn't feel awakened, he doesn't feel a blaze, he doesn't feel lightning inside him, he doesn't feel the fire of his life. He says, in any Muslim Zuman to switch now to the Avod of the Yud, to switch to the Avod of Bittl HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I'm davening now to be Mevatel Masos HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and even though the Kavanah is difficult, but it doesn't matter, that is an Avod of Hashem in itself, to daven because it's Bittl HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though I don't understand it, and I don't enjoy it, and I'm not in the mood, but it's a independent, very, very important piece in Avod of Hashem. And if he does that, I don't know, never in my life forget it once. A boy never said, came up to me once that he must have been learning too much, I don't know what. And he came up to me and said he feels like he can't come to Night City. Can't come to Night City tonight. He feels like he's throwing up his Torah. He can't come to Night City. Can't come tonight. He feels just not in the mood. He can't. He asked me whether he can take off Night City. So you know, he wasn't the huge tzaddik that you know had been for 6 months Yonah Melayla that was I was throwing him out of the Bais HaMedrash that he should go for a walk around the Maseret or whatever. You know, he was a bit of a chur. So I said, learn 10 minutes without enjoyment. Just stay in the Bais HaMedrash. You dare learn more than 10 minutes. If you learn more than 10 minutes, you're even allowed to lose sleep. A race to see for run 10 minutes, close your safe with a bang, and run out of the Bais HaMedrash through a closed door. And then, but just those 10 minutes, you've got to learn out of total bittul to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not a joke, it's not a guzma. The boy came up to me a few hours later and said to me, he's never had such a geschmack of learning. He said he learned for those 10 minutes and he plucked for the first few minutes, and then he said he felt such a geschmack in his time came back. Mamish the Sfasemet. So Sfasemet says that you do a chok without, and then you enjoy the mitzvah. True? And that's the way it is. That's the Avodas Hashem. Every time you make a bracha, Asher Kedishanu b'mitzvot Tov. What's Midas HaYesod? Right? Asher Kedishanu b'mitzvot Tov is Midas Netzach and Hoy. And by Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam is Chesed Gvura and Tiferes. Asher is Midas Bina, the Ashrei, which is the Tainum, and Kiddushonu is Mitzvoyzov is Midas Netzach and Hoyt. Vetzivonu is Midas. You saw it. Vetzivonu is Tzivui, it's Bezdin. Vetzivonu Midas HaYisot. And then the Azik National Shabbos, whatever the Mitzvah is, that's Malchus. In other words, the Pesach Shabbos you're making the Bracha Asher Kiddushonu is Mitzvoyzov is Tzivoyzov. It's cool that I feel Bezdin's on top of me, and then they're going to give me Malchus if I don't do it. It's out of Bittl and without Tainik Bechlam. Shabbos you start doing the Mitzvah. Then it's cool at time. That's the Derech HaVetz Hashem. So I mean, it's not a stira sometimes to do without time. Not all of it is Hashem to do with time. On Shabbos in the midst of Oinek, says Shulchan Aruch, something you learned all week, is that it should take off the day on Shabbos. So what does the Magen Avraham say? The Magen Avraham says, what do you mean? If it's time is to learn, Shabbos is Mechoyev and Tainim. Who says Tainim? But everybody's eating pizza. Some people have time to learn. So there's an Inyan, so the Pnimis of Tainim on Shabbos, the Chelek of Pnimi, which gives a person an extraordinary aura and a Tainu. So the person gets oinig and Tainu. So Shabbos is a mitzchiv oinig. So that's a Shabbos. The person learns without Tainu. Then in Chanami, then there's a Pagam. During the week, if you learn without Tainu, there's no Pagam in that learning. Might not be as powerful as the learning with Tainu, but there's different days, there's different months, there's Shalosh Regalim, there's all different Sinyonim, all different days. But Akol Bolem, the Yud Kivoki is always there. The Shvita Shem Renegdi Summit is always there. The Zion Midas are always there. And the Gimel Moichin are always there. Everything is there. One just has to know how to apply it properly. That's the Abba Bolem Dibritur. So don't think when you see the guy, oh, he's probably the Tam. He must be the Rosh. You know, this is all not me. I'm the Chacham and he's the Rosh and he's the Tam. No. Each and every one of us is the Chacham and the Rosh and the Tam and the Sheini and the Elisha. Not Chas Hashem negatively, but each and every one of us has the issue of Bittul, of Tainung, of forcing ourselves, and of Tkifas, and of Malchus. And that's Chus Mes Hashem. Leil Pesach is the beginning of Klal Yisrael, the beginning of the Oireth of Klal Yisrael coming down. So all that's been mekabel upon ourselves, and especially in the Kudah, the mekabel has so many different tzirufim of Hashem Abayin and HaKadosh of Pesach. So, and especially starting from Purim, it's very, very important to try and picture for yourself, picture in front of you the Yudke Vodke, and if people are not accustomed to it, it's very difficult at the beginning. And therefore the way to do it is to stare at it when you're in davening, when you come to the Yudke Vodke, you stare at the Yudke Vodke. And even you tap the posh of the Kavanas of Shulchan Aruch, but when you stare at the Yudke Vodke, as you see it in front of you, then you start feeling it applies to you, and then you see the avoid of the Arabon, you see the avoid of the manifestation of the Helig, and if the Helig Yudke Vodke, and if the Shulchan Aruch put that, Shvisa Hashem, and Egin Summit, and Simon Aleph, Sif Ayah, that's the Pesach of Avodas Hashem. So Pesach is when we start. Pesach is when we start. We became Jews, it was the Shulchan Aruch, right? Dalet Chelke Shulchan Aruch, Sikha Zal is also connected to the Dalet Oysis Hashem Abai. Everything you see in Dalet. But you know, they asked once from Leo Lapin, and Leo Lapin gets up very early, and needs to get up very early. They asked from Leo Lapin, why he gets up so early? He's old, he's weak. So Ram says, look, you know, it's not long, he's already probably in his 90s, it's not long, and I'm going to be facing the heavenly tribunal. And what do you think the Din Torah is when they go up to Shemayim? They take out some Hocus Pocus books? No, they take out a Shulchan Aruch in Shemayim. And they open it to Siman Aleph Sifal. Yizgabe Kari, Lamo is Rashmaz Avoy. Yeah, I should be stumped by the first question already. In other words, in Leil Pesach is when we start. Leil Pesach is we open the Chaim, Siman Aleph, Sif Aleph. That's when we became Jews. That's when we were born. So Leil Pesach, what's the first thing? Shvisa Hashem, the next he saw is there, cloud, God, the mind, that's a bit of the whole long Arichas of the Ramah. That's the first, that's the Aleph base. So Pshat is that Pesach is a Yom Tov, we have to be mekabel upon ourselves now, void of Shvisa Hashem Negi Somit. And if a person has his life, Baal Shem Tov said that the Feirish, that was one of the things he was after in the Gala when he came down from Shemayim, that if a person has his life and a Slavus and Tfilah, even if he doesn't understand all the Kavanas by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nechshav Kili was mekabel every single Kavanah that there was, as long as he says it, his Slavus, as long as he says it out of an Av and out of a Yira, it's as if he was mechaven every single kavana. That's a very important yisod to discuss. After tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, there's an option.